18 a horse, Doctor?
Sure.
This is not American humor.
No, it is not. A golf course has 18 holes. Nearly every golf course in the history of the world has 18 holes.
There was a look of grievous disappointment on Hideyoshi's face.
Of course, not all courses are 18 holes of course golf. Of course they're not. How many does yours have, Fred?
Four. Is 18 truly the correct number for players of honor?
No, it's not that. It depends on how much land you've got. Most of the old pre-dark courses were huge, land-devouring monsters. Sure were. By the three Kennedys. No, you've got a real pretty one here. Should be damnably proud of it, Teufel.
Truly?
Cross my heart and... Well, just cross my heart.
But... 18 holes!
Well, I was never that keen on hitting a bit of rubber around with a steel bar and trying to knock it into a hole in the ground.
The best that I have done for four holes is 27 hits.
27?
Is not good.
Well, I just would have expected that the holes don't look from here to be very long.
The Kai Yoshimoto has done it in 26 hits.
One better than... Ah... I don't suppose that Lord Masashige happens to have done it in 25 strokes, has he?
Yes, he did. But Lord Masashige has little interest in the game.
And the holes are not short. The first one begins in that distant corner beyond the smaller lake, goes across to the orange flag, and then back to the right until it crosses the traps of sand. The ball must then land in the circle by the two red flags. Only then can you aim for the green and the hole. It is perhaps half of a mile from flag to pin.
I think that I begin to appreciate the picture that you paint for me.
Paint? Picture? What is talk of painting pictures? This is golfing talk.
Not exactly. Just that I hadn't taken on board how your course was laid out. Fine. Very clever. Space efficient. To be applauded. Bravo!
The Shogun reined in his stallion, walking back to where the others were riding slowly along the course.
Is there something here that is wrong?
Yoshimoto bowed low in his saddle.
No, Lord.
We were just admiring the golf course. Pretty.
Your mouth does not say in the light what your mind is thinking in the darkness, John Dix.
Mean I'm lying?
That would be impolite of me. But you think in your heart that this golf course is a stupid waste of time. Suitable only for conceited and foolish men filled with the bubble reputation of pride, do you not?
Yes, you could say that.
That is what I think as well. But it would lose face with my followers if I did not sometimes come here and play the time-wasting game.
Since we all feel the same, maybe we should just get going and try and track down these runs.
Conversation with wise men whose thoughts follow the same trail is present. But you are right, Kodo-san. Let us go on.
The trail had cut back toward the sea again, skirting high, rocky cliffs. The land was rugged and pleasantly void of any of the industrial complexes that ravaged so much of the residual portion of what had once been Japan.
Good to have fresh air again, lover.
Make the most of it. Looks to be more of that vile smoke ahead of us beyond the next ridge. About 6 or 7 miles.
Tidal wave did no damage here. Couldn't get over the boulders.
How much farther are they going to run? Riding's never been my favorite occupation. I somehow don't have the build for it. Rubs me the wrong way.
The Ronin can run, but they cannot hide from the wrath of Lord Masashige. His eye is sharper than an eagle's. His scent better than a wild boar. His hearing is like a panther. His courage that of a fiery dragon, and his wisdom more cunning than the most cunning of foxes. Before the next day is done, we shall have ridden them down and trapped them all, and they will pay the blood price to the great Lord Masashige. Oh, my Gaijin friend, so much blood will flow.
What's that?
There was a building that stood on a tall headland that jutted out into the ocean. It was 2 stories high, with dozens of windows, and looked remarkably like one of the abandoned motels that were still dotted all across Deathlands.
It was a house for staying a night, built on American pattern.
Is it in use?
The samurai looked across at Yoshimoto, who was riding a little to one side of him.
I think it has been closed for some years, has it not?
I do not know. I do not travel as far as you do. My duties keep me back at the fortress more than I would like.
Someone's been there recently. I can still see traces of a fire out back.
A thin column of what looked like wood smoke was curling up into the afternoon air.
Tracks lead there. Could loop around and see if come out the other side.
Ashishigo raised his hand, beckoning for his two chief advisors, as well as the Westerners, to come forward to the head of the small army.
We are sadly much fewer in our best samurai after the tsunami. We cannot trust our peasants to scout for us. They are lower than low.
Want me to go ahead, maybe with Jack and JB, to have a look for you?
The Shogun considered the offer for several seconds.
I think that it would be difficult. My people have great kenbei.
He looked at Yoshimoto.
Hatred of Americans. This is very true, Lord.
We are a society that believes in the old traditions. To go against them is to risk a loss of honor and a deep loss of faith. No, I cannot accept your brave offer of help, Kodo-san. But I thank you for it.
Sure. So what do? Ride up and hope that the Ronin have cleared out?
You are angry? Why?
Stupidity always makes me angry. They got an ambush there, and you can lose half or more of your men before you can get off a shot against them. That place looks as good a defensive position as I've seen in a month of Sundays. Could be hiding 100 Ronin.
The killer of my beloved brother is frightened. I catch scent of fear on him.
The man who doesn't know fear is either brainless or dead. That place could be filled with your enemy.
Then we shall slay them.
Why choose hard when you can pick easy?
Mushishiga held up his hand.
Enough red-eyed talk. You are both right, and you are both wrong. We will ride up to the place and see if they shoot at us. If they do not, then we can bring up the rest of the segment.
One way of doing it?
We could send in a party of foot fighters.
Not honorable.
No, of course not honorable.
Not honorable.
Then let's get to it.
I guess that waiting until dark to increase your chances wouldn't be honorable either.
It would be difficult.
Mushishiga dismounted, and the others took his lead.
We will be more difficult targets on foot.
The few surviving samurai and the foreigners approached the building. Yoshimoto swaggered around, eyeing Ryan, his hand gripping the hilt of his sword. The stocky samurai walked away from them toward a small hill.
Tight-ass little shit, isn't it?
The way he walks makes him seem like he's carrying a raisin in his butt cheeks.
Christy, Mildred, you guys should stay behind with the main force when the initial assault party goes in.
Why?
Times like this, there isn't time to start a debating group.
I think that Master Cordor is probably correct in this. I sense danger in this procedure.
And you stay as well, Doc.
What?
Deafness isn't among your weaknesses, old friend. Just me, JB, and Jack are going in on this one. I don't like it much myself, Doc.
The Tanners of Vermont have not been noteworthy for being backward and going forward. In this matter, I feel that the concept of our hosts regarding honor is of some relevance.
Doc, this has a real bad feeling to me. There's going to be some chilling, and me, JB, and Jack are the ones with the best hope of walking away from it.
It's not a question of doubting courage, Master Cordor. I would not feel happy if it were courage.
When they handed out courage, you got a whole lot more than your fair share, Doc. I swear that.
We are going now into the attack, Gaiji. Or perhaps you should all be staying here safe with women.
Perhaps you could shove it up a dead skunk's ass.
Ryan bowed politely to the puzzled samurai. There was an old sign near the building that looked as if it had fallen down, maybe 100 years earlier. It read, Best Eastern Serendipity Overlook.
What the hell's that mean?
I can't tell you.
Ryan had left the Steyr SSG-70 behind. JB had also left the murderous Smith & Wesson M4000 scattergun with Doc and the ladies. They were 100 yards from the main body of watching troops, roughly the same distance from the front of the weather-stained building. The frail pillar of smoke had vanished from the rear of the motel, and the building was still and silent. A small lizard sped across the overgrown path, pausing for a moment to gaze at the intruders. Turquoise ruff lifting around its wattled throat. The path for the entrance was pocked with the marks of a number of horses. There was no doubt at all that the Ronin had passed that way within the past 2 or 3 hours. But it didn't answer the important question whether they were still hiding behind the blank windows. Now the Shogun was striding ahead of the others, still wearing his black cotton gown. one hand steadying the hilt of his long